from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A show of military might from the United States. Two huge American B-1 bombers have flown over the Korean Peninsula, a reaction to the launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile this week by North Korea. The supersonic bombers were accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. The U.S. Pacific Command acknowledged the flights were in direct response to North Korea's, quote, escalatory launch of ICBMs on July 3rd and July 28th. The Kremlin vowed Sunday to retaliate against the United States for approving new sanctions against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election to help President Trump win the White House. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told ABC News, "I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. If the U.S. side decides to move further towards further deterioration, we will answer. We will respond in kind. We will mirror this. We will retaliate." But he said, "My whole point is, don't do this. It is to the detriment of the interests of the U.S." He said, "Moscow has a very rich toolbox at our disposal. It would be ridiculous on my part to start speculating on what may or may not happen, but I can assure you that different options are on the table and consideration is being given to all sorts of things." The White House says President Trump will sign the legislation, which was overwhelmingly approved by Congress. It imposes new sanctions not only on Russia, but on Iran and North Korea. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says police prevented a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft.
"The tight cooperation and collaboration between our intelligence and security agencies is the key to keeping Australians safe from terrorism. The number one priority of my government and my commitment to the Australian people is to keep them safe. Every day, every hour, we are focused on ensuring that our defences against terrorism are stronger than ever, that our cooperation is tighter than ever, that our coordination is swifter than ever before."
Four men have been arrested after raids across the city of Sydney on Saturday by heavily armed police and members of Australia's domestic spy agency. U.S. military officials have confirmed the death of four more senior Islamic State leaders in an airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan on July 11th. The same strike also killed the top leader of the terrorist group. President Trump inherited U.S. military operations to combat terrorism around the globe. Now a bipartisan group in Congress is pushing for debate on whether the legal justification for those operations needs to be updated. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Capitol Hill.
Only about one quarter of current House members were in Congress at that time. And of those, Representative Barbara Lee was the only one to vote against it.
"It was so broad. It was really a blank check."
House Speaker Paul Ryan recently rejected Lee's efforts to reopen the debate using an amendment, saying the effort deserved separate discussion.
"We are the people's representatives. And so by denying the right to debate, vote on an authorization, you're denying the democratic process.
A decision-making process on war and peace that shouldn't be left up to the president, says one analyst.
"Congress is transmitting to the world that it is not an active player in our democracy on foreign policy. And it's also keeping our politics and our execution of force out of step with a legal framework. That's what America's about. We're about operating inside the rule of law. We're about executing under the Constitution, and we're about a Congress that's representative of the American people."
But if the House does get a chance to reconsider, answers will be anything but easy.
The VOA's Catherine Gibson reporting. At least 18 African Union troops were killed on Sunday in the Lower Shabelle region by al-Shabaab militants. The attack, 120 kilometers south of Mogadishu, targeted a supply convoy of 24 vehicles. There's more on these and other developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.